So I think maybe if you can tell us the year you were born.
Pardon?
Where the year you were born.
The year you were born.
Oh, 1930.
1930. And where were you born?
In Bancroft.
Bancroft.
You need more room. A bigger space.
Can you tell us a bit about where you grew up? Like where your childhood home was, the neighborhood you lived in?
I went to school in Bancroft.
Okay.
And up to around 15. Then I had to work out, as in my day, you worked for a living.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just walk up and say, hey. I've seen lots of them that did it, but I wondered how they could live and just walk around and stick their hand out to everybody. I always was taught you work for a living. You don't just look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your family do to earn money? Your parents?
Fine.
What did your parents do to earn money?
Liz Ridman. Her first name, like for when she got married, she married Ants Woodcock. And that's a long, long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a farm at the end of Long Lake, what they call Long Lake, in Bancroft.
Right.
Because I remember it quite well. Many times my dad sat me down there. I sat on the oar hand, rolling the boat while he was fishing. And he'd pull in some nice big salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It that fed the family at supper time.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you do for fun, you as a child? What did you do with your time?
Pardon?
You can yell. It's okay.
What did you do with your time as a child? Like your free time. What did you do for fun?
My free time?
Yes.
Oh, I hunted. I used to go hunting quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I had seen a rabbit, I skin them out before I got home.
Wow.
And my mother would cook that rabbit.
Wow.
And it tastes pretty darn good.
That's great.
I was born to learn to live a good life and a hard life. And I think I had both. So,
yeah.
Anything I said to my mother or dad, they used to tell me that if you can't do it, work at it, you'll get it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was about it.
Wow. Do you have siblings?
Pardon?
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I can't hear you.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I had a brother and a sister.
Yeah.
My brother, he didn't last that long. He used to smoke a lot. And the only time he liked that moonshine.
That's the second person to mention moonshine. It's a big topic.
But he got up around 34. And you got that nicotine poisoning.
Oh, really?
And it's gone.
Wow.
My sister, she was up in the 90s, quite older, a lot older.
Wow.
And she just lived for a lot of years, like 90 this, 90 that, 90. She was always older, older.
Yeah.
And finally, she had to go for part of her stomach was giving her trouble.
Right.
And she went to the hospital, and the next thing you know, she had to go to the graveyard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was pretty old when she went.
She lived a big, long life, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to ask you one more question. When you were young, who was your role model? Or someone who was like a hero to you when you were young?
Well, I don't know.
Or inspiring to you.
Yeah?
Inspiring or role, somebody you looked up to.
I guess it was in the Army then.
The Army?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haitian Princess Regiment, I spent a lot of years in that.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, do you need water?
You want water? I'll grab a pitcher of water.
I was sent a lot of places.
Yeah.
And I didn't say I didn't want to go. You were sent, you went.
I was just thinking about that today, actually.
Eh?
I was just thinking about that today. You just go where you're told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent that quite a few years in the service.
Wow.
Yeah. And any place they said, you have to go. That's the hard one.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't bother me any then, and it wouldn't bother me today. If they come along and said, you're going here, you're going to go there, you go, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
How old were you when you enlisted?
I was just 16.
16? Wow!
In the Hastings Messers Regiment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I spent a lot of years there.
Wow.
And they used to send me here and send me there. Over there, you go there, you go here.
Yeah.
I went. That was all I was doing.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Hi.
Hello.
Would you like to pick a story, or do you want me to just ask you some questions?
You just ask me.
All right. So, well, let's start with where and when you were born, and just a little bit, anything that comes to you about your childhood home, like literally where it was and what it was like, and was it a farm or a town, or?
It was a town in Grand Valley, Ontario.
Grand Valley.
And I have a sister and a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get along very well, we still do, so.
Right. What year were you born?
35.
35?
Yeah.
And where is Grand Valley from here? I've never heard of it.
It's 10 or 12 miles west of Orangeville.
Oh, Orangeville, okay.
Yeah.
So, did you live on a farm?
No.
You lived in the town?
Lived in town, yeah.
And what did your parents do for income?
My father was a mechanic, and my mother worked in printed every damn restaurant.
Oh, she did.
Oh yeah.
Huh.
She was pretty good.
And then, what did? Where did you go to school? Was there a local school?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Of course, I was in town.
You were in town, and so, how long did you go to school for? Did you go all the way through?
Yes.
You did. And let's say, who was your hero when you were young? Who did you look up to?
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple! Nice, my kids don't know who Shirley Temple is. I'll show you a picture when we get home. She was a child movie star. Oh, that's so great. Nice. Where was your family from? Are they first generation? Are you first generation Canadian, or did they come from other places?
My father came from England.
England.
And my mother was born in Grand Valley.
Okay.
So. And I have a sister and a brother.
Yeah.
That's all.
Are they older or younger?
I'm in between.
You're in the middle. Nice. And when you were young and you had free time, what did you do with your time? What were the kinds of things you enjoyed?
My mother taught me how to knit.
Okay.
How to crochet. She taught me everything. And I can still do it.
Wow.
But, do you want to drink water? Thank you.
Okay. Would you guys like a drink?
Okay. Would you like a drink? But we got along very well together. And
yeah.
My sister and I still do, so.
Good. That's great.
I'm in the middle.
Yes.
I have a younger brother. And he's still around and working.
Working?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What does he do?
He's a mechanic.
Oh, he's a mechanic too, like your dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very much.
And what types of, I actually wanted to be a mechanic when I was younger. One of the things I wanted to do. I guess being a kid, did you hang around the shop at all? His shop? Was it something that interested you?
I wasn't allowed.
You weren't allowed?
No.
Why not?
Because there's too many men there.
Too many men? Ah! And you were a girl?
Yes.
Huh.
I should hope so.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So in your spare time, you knitted and crocheted. Your mom taught you those types of things. What else did you do? Did you have a pack of friends?
Well, I lived in town, of course.
Yeah.
You have a lot of friends when you live in town.
Yeah. I feel like the kids had a lot more free time to just run.
You think so?
I don't know. Is that true?
In some cases, yes.
In your case?
Pretty well, yes.
Yeah.
But my mother always worked. And
right. We're not even allowed to let our kids go to the park under the age of 12, or your kids can be taken away from you. Yeah.
Today?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah. Kids don't run free unattended by adults anymore.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Weird.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. So you could, in Toronto, there's people that are being, like, if their kids are going to the park and they're under the age of 12, which, I mean, 12, a lot of people were working.
Oh, sure.
Right? The kids can't even go by themselves up the street and play in the park, or it's pretty wild. So to me, to think about, you know, and I grew up pretty free. Like, we were free, Roman. But, yeah.
Toronto's the last place I want to live.
Yeah,
well, me too. I would not want that.
It has its some good times.
I'm glad I lived here.
Yeah.
It's nice to go shopping there.
Yeah.
Go shop. You go shop in Toronto.
I don't like to drive there.
No, I don't either.
Did you guys have any pets as your family?
Well, we always had a dog.
A dog? What type of dog?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Sometimes,
yes.
Yeah.
But my brother, he was really interested in dogs.
Oh, he was,
I'm thankful I live in Bancroft. I mean,
huh?
Maybe it is. I'm sorry. I interrupted you and I didn't realize you were talking.
That's okay.
You're a very soft talker.
Sorry.
You should be loud about me.
I'm
trying.
Yes.
So maybe you can share with us, before we move on, your first most vivid memory that you have. If it comes to you, any vivid memory.
Fighting with my sister.
Fighting with your sister.
There was only 17 months between us.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Of course, we had fun. And
I should fight about my eyes.
Thank you.
One
more question about holidays. What was your favorite holiday as a kid?
Christmas.
Your favorite was Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your favorite?
Going to the farm, I guess, for 2 weeks.
What time of year?
In the summer.
In the summertime. You look like you need a little break. Do you need to take a moment?
What else do you want me to say?
No, that's okay for now. This is perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure you're all right. You're okay. Good. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So I've asked a bunch of questions, and you're welcome to just pick any of those. We just love to hear anything, but would love to start with what year you were born, where you were born, a little bit about your childhood home, and then we'll go from there.
My name is Frances Mackey. I was born in Ross Township in Renfrew County.
Okay.
in 1928.
Wow.
And my father was just a laborer. We never really had a home of our own. We lived in rented places. Nothing comes to me right now.
Okay. What did your mom do?
Looked after the kids in the home, and every time she had a chance, she went and cleaned house for people.
She did. And how many children are in your family?
Seven.
Seven, right. You said that before. Seven. And where do you fit in all of that?
I'm the second oldest.
Second oldest. And did you go, what was your schooling? Where did you go to school?
Go to a country school. I started out in the same township as I was born in. And then when I was about 9 or 10, we moved to the Bancroft area.
Oh, okay.
I've been here ever since.
Really? Wow. And what were your favorite... So I guess one of the things I'm curious about is how people spent their free time when they were young. So some people we've spoken to worked a lot from a very young age.
Yeah, we all worked at a very young age.
You did. What kind of jobs did you do?
Just
babysit.
Just helped on farms, housework and chores.
Interesting. Wow. You guys listening? They had to work.
Yeah, they had to work.
Yeah. And then what was your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Christmas. And why was that your favorite?
Oh, because our aunts and uncles sent us gifts. And
they did.
Things we couldn't afford.
Right. Did you have a horse?
Yeah, we had my grandpa's old horse.
You did? I love horses.
Yeah.
Did you ride it? What was it?
No, we tried.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened when you tried?
Oh, he was pretty slow. He didn't throw us off or anything.
He was just super slow?
Yeah.
Hilarious. What was he used? Was he used for work or transportation?
Yeah, it was a workhorse.
Was it like a big draft horse?
Yep.
I love horses. What about, where are your family? Where are your parents from? What's the lineage of your...
My father was from, from Canada, Ontario. They were both from Canada. But my father was from the Boulder area, Carlow Township. My mother was from Radford County.
Okay. How would they have met?
They both worked at a farm in Eganville that was halfway between.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And so for the benefit of my kids, a laborer, so that what your dad did for a living was he would go to wherever the jobs were.
Yeah.
Okay. Was he gone for big chunks of time?
Yeah, in the winter.
In the winter time for logging?
Yep. To the park, to McCrae's camp.
Oh, McCrae's camp.
Mm-hmm.
And did they use horses still for logging?
Yeah.
Okay, this is gonna sound like a very ignorant question possibly, but you know the log drivers? The log rollers, did that actually exist? Did people do that? They must have.
Yeah, they done it. My dad never done it, but I've watched it.
You've watched it?
Oh yeah.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Like what a skill really.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that the Papan... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
To keep your balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fast-moving river and dancing on a log, and that's really incredible.
Yeah.
I've heard that the Papano Creek was a throwaway for the logging from Algonquin, and that there was a mill. We live on Williams Lake, off of Williams Lake Road, and I heard there was a mill right there. There's now a house. But I was really interested to know that that was actually a mill at one point. And that Papano Creek, which is our land borders Papano Creek, that was once like a highway for logging and traveling, I guess. It's cool. Did you ever go for trips anywhere?
No, we never could afford it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. What did you do in your spare time for fun?
Oh, we played ball. And my father was pretty handy. He built us bobsleds.
Fun.
And we helped him peel pulp when we were real young kids. He bought us a toboggan, 5-foot toboggan, which was a big thing. And we done a lot of riding on that.
Nice.
And the bobsleds he made us too. And somebody gave him an old baby carriage, and he took the wheels and the bottom part of it and made us a wagon.
That's great.
So our fun was all homemade.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we were very happy as a young family. But that ended when my parents separated.
How old were you?
I was 12.
12.
Mm-hmm. My youngest brother was 4.
Wow. And then did you stay with your, who did you stay with?
We were all put in different homes.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a sad time. I'd rather not talk
about
it.
We don't have to talk about that at all, no. We can talk about, how about your grandparents? Do you remember anything about your grandparents?
Mm-hmm. My grandparents on my father's side, I think were on the same farm when they passed away as they raised the family on.
Wow.
They raised 9 of a family.
Wow.
My grandparents on my mother's side raised 9 of a family too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
Did they ever all get together? Like on both sides of the family?
Not that I can remember.
It'd be a big party.
Yeah.
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 Wow. And where were they? Were they from Canada as well?
Oh yeah, they were all from Canada.
Wow. So that you're what, 3rd generation, 4th generation Canadian? Wow.
Erie's my cousin. He knows more about it than I do.
Wow. Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Your lovely blue. I love your color that you're wearing.
Well,
I just want to say your boys have been great.
Thank you.
Yes.
You've been very quiet.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're pretty awesome kids.
They seem like it.
Wait till you get them outside and just and they get going. Yeah. But they're great.
Oh, they do well to behave you the way they do.
What's that?
They do well to behave the way they do.
They're very, very good at knowing when it's time to be quiet and when it's time to be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Good job, guys.
I guess if there was kids around here, you'd be a little bit wilder, right?
Probably. Okay.
You'd be out for recess.
So, I'd love to hear when you were born and where you were born.
I was born in Coghill.
Oh,
that's
in Coghill.
Near here.
Yeah.
And in 1931.
31.
And my mom and dad, we had a farm where we were living. And my education mostly in a small school.
Like a lots of ages?
Yeah.
Like a one-room school?
Yes. And there were only 9 of us, actually.
Huh.
And in the winter time, I was the oldest one that went. And myself and my brother, we had to go early at school in the winter time and build the fire in the, we were old enough to do that. And
right. How old were you?
We were only 10 and 12.
Wow.
But anyway, we had a dog, Lassie.
Lassie.
And my dad would put a harness on him. and he would take us to school.
Wow.
In the wintertime.
Wow.
And he'd turn around, go back home, and then come after us again at 4 o'clock.
Oh my gosh,
wow.
That's so crazy.
So that was really, you
yeah.
know. And, what else did I? I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
My first year in Belleville at the college there. Loyalist.
Yeah.
Loyalist. And then I come back here when this high school was built.
Okay.
And finished my high school.
Okay.
And one year I worked at the Times office here in Bancroft, working the linotype. At that time, it was all printed here, but now it's printed elsewhere. It's still here, but yeah, it's printed elsewhere.
Yeah.
And a year after that, I was married. We had six of a family, and I stayed home then to raise the family.
Yeah.
And with my oldest girl, she worked as a nurse, and my two boys, they worked for the ministry here in Bancroft.
Right.
And my other two girls, they're secretary. Well, one's secretary right here, in
really?
At the and same building here, only at the clinic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my other son is here, right here in Bancroft too.
Wow.
Then my husband's brother's wife passed away when the baby was born, and there was two other children, there was three, so they were right close by, and I looked, was with them also. They were with us for 3-4 years.
Wow.
Before he remarried again.
Mm-hmm.
But six and along with them, I had the 9. I had 3 sets of twins, because they were the same age as my kids.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, we got along fine.
That's great.
Pretty well. My husband, he worked in for the mine first, and then when it closed, he worked for Hydro.
So I'm wondering, sounds like you guys had a big, full family.
Yes, and we had to work.
And you had to work. And then I really love hearing about festivals. So how did you celebrate? What was your favorite time of the year for celebrating?
Oh, well, we all love Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
But we like the summer too.
Yeah.
We had a ball team of our own, and then along with the neighbors, they would come.
Yeah.
And one of our fields was the favorite ball place for them to play ball. And they would come, the neighbors would have a team of their own, and we'd have a team of our own.
Wow.
And sometimes the neighbors were better players than us. But that was fine.
I heard a story that there was once, and maybe someone can corroborate this, there was once a baseball game on donkeys that was held in Maine.
Donkey baseball.
Donkey baseball. Is this a thing? Did this happen?
Yeah.
I've heard of that, but
I've seen it.
Yeah. You've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
In Maine. almost once a year they would have, it would be
in the news,
back
well,
in the
I knew
70s
it was close 80s. By, but I never really did, I never really did see it.
Doggy wow. Baseball. I heard a rumor and I wasn't sure if that was just a story that they were telling. That is funny.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
It was pretty silly.
I can imagine. One of the things we went to sit with Vivian Bloom, the mayor of Maynooth, and she showed pictures of Maynooth, and one thing that struck me is how big the families were.
Yeah.
And there just must have been packs of children. But you can have an entire baseball team with one family. That's like, I'm okay with two.
Well, we in the summertime, my husband would clear a patch on the lake, Trout Lake, and they'd do a lot of skating too in the and played hockey in the winter time.
What other winter sports did you do? What other things in the winter time?
Oh, yeah. Skiing. And, when we were kids, my brother and I, we had snowshoes.
Right.
And we had a lot of fun with the snowshoes.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of snow at that time.
Yeah.
A lot more than what they have now. We didn't even, in the wintertime, we didn't have roads like for cars or anything at that time.
Yeah.
It was the only time we had.
It was in
the summertime.
Is the roads that the condition of the roads that we have?
Right. Yeah.
In this backwoods country.
Right.
Well, we didn't have roads back.
Like how they've improved. Is that what you're saying? The fact that there are roads.
The road conditions got bad in the wintertime.
Right.
With all the snow and ice and everything.
Yeah.
What you, in my mind, pretty well couldn't be helped.
Yeah.
You know, because of the, like, when you look at the country and see the hills and the rocks and all that.
Yeah.
Then you can maybe understand the way the roads would be.
Yeah, well, she was saying that there were no roads.
Didn't have roads.
How did you get where?
And the winter,
we
had all be sleighing, horse.
And the horse and sleigh. And the dog and sleigh. So in town, you had some roads that were sort of cleared, but as soon as you got out of town, you're relying on horses and sleighs. And
like in our community, on the ridge down home when I was a child, my dad and mom were at the foot of the ridge, and well, there was Nicholson's.
Well, the ridge was around Coal Hill, wasn't
past about 8 miles down.
Okay.
Anyway, they used to, every Friday night or Saturday night, all the community get together. There were about, 10 little farms, like,
right.
Community. And the community get together and all go on the big sleigh to town to do their grocery shopping.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
and
gosh.
At that time, the grocery shopping was mainly sugar and flour. And
right.
Like we made our own bread, of course. Well, I made it a lot, even after I was own bread because of the kids.
Good.
You had to make your own.
I made my own bread too.
Right, yeah.
And we made my own butter and stuff. Like, we didn't have to buy too much.
And yogurt
and all the things, you know. But,
I remember tell of yogurt back
but
then.
We used to go on the sleigh, it was sleigh winter time.
Yeah.
As I said, there were no roads.
Yeah.
Only for horses.
Yeah. I've always been curious about, because we live, like I said, on the Williams Lake Road Hill, which I guess was also called, I can't remember the name, people called it something else. But I never understood how they would travel up and down that road in the wintertime. So Eugene Spielik told me that they had, like, the horses would draw, like, a plow, and then eventually they had, a truck plow. But Yeah, it's different. And now I'm starting to get all these questions, and we're kind of at the end of our, but now I'm thinking about groceries and, yeah, what did you do for all that stuff? And so I'm open to having further conversations with people, either privately, so we can focus. If you're willing to have us come back and hear more of your stories, we'd be honored to do that. Because now I have more, I have like, well, what about butter? Where did you, like, did you have a cow? Or did you have to go to a neighbor's to get the butter? And what about, like, we have our hens, so I know about raising hens, but what did you do if all your hens died? Like, what happened if a predator came and got them? You know, like, I can just go to the store and get more hens. So
the same thing you did.
Yeah, but, well, that's true. But I went to the feed store, is that what you would have done? To get another more hens?
Or where would you have gotten more hens?
Where would you have gotten more hens?
We had to order them.
You ordered them? Okay. Yeah. And how did they get to you? Did you have to pick them up?
They would come by, we had a train rail here.
Right. So it would drop stuff off.
They came by train.
Right.
We raised our own chickens though too. We had to hen and we'd set them. And sometimes they would, the eggs they'd hatch.
Yeah.
We'd have our own chickens.
Yeah, well, I guess my question was, what if your flock was decimated or something?
We never had that problem.
You never had raccoons or foxes that
Yeah.
But
not the whole flock.
But
No, we never.
They just run out of the bush.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where were they going to go?
Yeah. The chickens or the...
No!
Because our chickens are free range. They do go in the bush.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't do them here because they would have been eaten alive by the fox and the wolves and all that.
Yeah.
We had a netting, a fence, I don't know what kind of a fence you'd call it.
Chicken wire?
Yeah, it's kind of
chicken wire that was around a certain part of the house.
You would certainly be very, very careful about you.
And what about laundry? How'd that go? I mean, I have a washing machine, no dryer.
Yes, we had a washing machine.
We didn't have a washboard in the tub.
What did you have?
We just had the tub and the washboard.
Right.
But then we got a wash machine, but we had to, it was more hand.
Like a hand crate type thing. And what did you have?
My mom had I'll go back a bit to what my mom had. She had an electric machine.
She did.
Because we lived in town.
Right.
So we had electricity.
Right.
But if we had lived out in the country, we might not have had one.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
There was no electricity. Mm-hmm.
No, we had a gas washer for a while.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Had a gas motor instead of electric.
That's right.
That's brilliant, actually. Oh, I now have so many more questions. So, as Ashley said, we don't, there's so much that we don't know about how lives were lived. There's just on a day-to-day basis, and we take for granted. We live off-grid, so we have no hydro to our house, but we have solar, so we have all of the things. Like, I have my appliances, and I have... but I look at our house when I first came to it, and I know multiple families have lived there, and I keep trying to imagine exactly where the kitchen would be, because everything was thought out so carefully, right? Where would the bath, like, where would they be taking baths? Was it in a tub? I have nobody to ask these questions of, so that's why we're here, actually. But, you know, I know that they must have used tubs and just boiled, like, heated water.
For a while, we used the wash tub to bath the kids in.
Right.
And then I bought a zinc tub shaped like a bathtub that you could sit in, but you had to carry the water in and out of it.
Because you couldn't just lift it and dump it.
No.
Yeah.
Heat it on the stove.
Well, every day life was so much more
amazing. We think our lives are hard.
No, I don't think my life is hard.
Oh.
It's busy, but it's
our lives are, you have no idea.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why we want to learn these
That's
things.
Why we're here, actually.
It's wonderful now.
Yeah.
And the young people are so tired all the time.
I am tired all the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's fatigue, yes.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
They have everything.
But it's a different kind of busy.
It's
yeah, it's the mind is constantly going now, right? Like you're constantly
so
stimulated
physical,
by television and radio and all of this information.
Yeah, well, it's too much.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's a question though. Who had a radio? Did anybody have a radio?
We all
yeah.
had.
Yes.
You had a radio.
Yeah.
Did you have radio programs that you would listen to?
Oh, yeah.
And every, I feel like I imagine people just gathering around and listening to radio programs.
We did.
You did? Oh, so
yeah.
cool.
Oh, yes, we had radio, we had TV.
You had a TV too?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, fancy.
Oh, we didn't have TV first, because no, I don't.
When the radio battery was done.
I remember when
yeah.
the television started
to
in Bancroft.
To listen to it.
And that was after
so
we were married 3 years.
It's true.
Yeah.
We just
yeah.
don't know how fortunate we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to know the history, and part of it's just fun, and part of it's a frame of reference to know what where you're at. I mean, my kids have never been to school. They don't know what it's like to sit at a desk all day and have someone tell you what to do with your time all day and not have these really cool experiences that we make up together, and you know, and, but for them, they don't know, they can't compare that, right? They have to go to school for to know how cool their life is. So I think it's almost quarter two, so we're gonna have to stop, but I would like to come back, and I would like to offer, because I know people are having trouble hearing, I would like to put out there, we can do it in a group, we can do it individually, so people can just talk and whatever they want to talk about, so it's up to you. And Ashley, can you coordinate that?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
So, yeah, I thought we were just going to do a group, and then maybe it would be easier to do one-to-ones.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it would be easier for you if these guys came and visited you and you could just kind of...
Chat.
You can chat?
One-on-one.
Yeah. Would that be good for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it doesn't matter. It's kind of nice hearing everybody.
It is, too.
Maybe
yeah.
we could do, like, once every couple of weeks we could meet.
Sure.
We'll talk to Nancy and Sue.
Yeah, and then you can be in touch
even
with
once
me.
A month
be
nice
month.
For
yeah, we can come back
for the group.
Yeah.
We'd be thrilled to do that. And in the
then
meantime,
you could just ask for everybody.
I can make sure that everybody gets a copy of these questions, and then you can think about them, what interests you, and there's also things if you don't want to talk about certain subjects, you can tell me that
okay, yeah.
this is a no-go subject for me, I don't want to talk about that, that's fine. But these are like, I feel like we're just getting started on the fun stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting too.
Yeah, it's fun. So I think maybe we're open, Wayne and I are very flexible and we're open to whatever works. So I would like to sit down and have a one-on-one time because then we can just go wherever you want to go and there's no time constraint. And then I would like to come together. And at the end, like I said, we will come and show you. We'll show you the movie.
Yeah.
We'll have like a little party and show you our movie. So I just wanted to say thank you everybody, and please tell Ashley, or Ashley will be, you'll be in touch with
yeah.
me. Okay.
For sure.
And,
yeah. So thank you guys very much for coming. This
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I enjoyed
yeah,
this
I
personally.
Enjoyed.
I
yeah.
hope you guys enjoyed it too, but it's really cool. This is a really
yeah,
cool
it's
idea.
Nice for the group, I think.
Yeah.
yeah.
So stories.
So
stories are
both.
Important.
Yeah.
yeah, we'll do both.
We'll
yeah.
do both.
Okay.
I just remembered I told you my parents, there was nine of a family on each side.
Yeah.
I've got nine of a family too.
How weird is that?
Wow.
Wow.
You had
nine
children?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nine kids?
Oh, I couldn't have imagined, but I guess you have help, right? Like it must have been.
So is it that the older kids, they got older and they started taking
oh, yeah,
after?
They,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Wow, that is so amazing.
Someone asked me, how did you ever raise nine children? I said, with love.
Aww. Aww.
Aww. The only way, really, right?
Yeah.
Wow. awesome.
Yeah, my kids, can I share something about what you guys told me about wrestling and love and anger? Can I tell them that or no?
I don't care.
Okay, you don't want me to. Okay, so I won't. Maybe another time. Okay, so I hope to come back. I hope you'll have us back.
For sure.
And gather more stories, because I can't wait. Now I'm all like, can't wait to hear more. And I'll make sure that you guys get these and you can check off what you want. And thank you.
Thank you guys
very much.
It was interesting. It's a really great idea.
Thank you. It's actually part of a movement. I didn't know this. I thought of it on my own, but then when I looked online, there's people doing
this.
And my children would like to hear, I think, more about the military, if we could come and talk to you about that, maybe, if you're willing to share that, because they're very curious about that. We don't know a lot of soldiers, so.
Right.
We don't know a lot of soldiers. So they would like to hear stories about the military, and I think they would like that when we come back next month.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds fun, you guys.